Wow. Well, I guess you know my name now, so there's my first line, but I'm just kidding. Well, I guess it's all out the door now. Well, for those who may not know me, my name is Nick Forster. I'm on staff here at Fellowship Church. And thanks. Thank you. Wow. You guys are way too kind already. Hopefully you're that nice at the end. So I'm really excited to be here with you tonight. As you probably have seen or heard in the last few weeks, the series that we are going to be working through is called Rooted, Discovering How to Dig Deep Roots in Your Faith. So if you have a Bible with you, I would invite you to turn to Colossians chapter 2. If you need a Bible, Jeff over here is going to grab a crate, and if you need a Bible to use for the night, feel free to raise your hand. He'll make sure to give you a loaner for our time together here. So just keep your hand up. Jeff will make sure you get a Bible, just so that way you can stay in the loop and stay in the know. If we need some more, there's another crate in the TLC room with some extra Bibles as well. So just make sure that if you're using one before you head to small group, just make sure you put it back in the crate on your way back through, just so we can have them. And so from now on, every week, make sure you bring a Bible, because we are going to be using it a lot, okay? And so I would prefer if you would use a print Bible, and that's no shade or anything against Bible apps, but we are on technology a lot, right? I'm sure a lot of you are already like zoomed out and all that kind of stuff. So I'm humbly asking you as a friend that just give me 30 minutes and keep away from your phone. And I promise I'm going to do my best to make sure that it's worth it. So all I'm asking is 30 minutes during our time here together to make sure, just put your phone away, just, you know, kind of stay in the moment here. And I mean, in actuality, it's really good even for your mental health to put your phone down frequently, okay? And if you don't have a Bible that's yours, make sure you come and talk to one of the leaders, talk to myself, and we can make sure that you get one. So Colossians 2, 6 through 8, and hopefully you have found it yet, or if you need some help, make sure you ask for it, okay? So ask a neighbor, ask a leader. There's no shame in asking for help, because we all have to start somewhere. And so if you're looking for Colossians, it's really towards the back of the Bible, Colossians chapter 2, okay? And again, if you need help finding it, just ask, okay? Because we all have to start somewhere, okay? All right. When you guys found it, just give me, let's kind of look up here. So if I know, if I see your eyes, I know you found it. All right. Make sure. Cool. Well, everyone's glaring at me like, Wow. Okay. All right. Would someone be willing to read verses 6 through 8 in Colossians 2? Anybody? You want to read it? All right, that'd be great. Nice and loud, all right? Listen up.
Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in him, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So see to it that no one takes you captive
Awesome. Thanks. Way to just jump out there and read it for me. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So let me ask you this. What is the first thing? So Paul is the author here of the book of Colossians. And so let me ask you this. What is the first thing that Paul says in verse 6? What is the very first thing that he says, like very first in verse 6? What does he say? Danny? Yeah, as you received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. And this is huge, because as we work through our time together this semester, I'm going to be driving home a few points, hopefully to the point that you'll be hearing me in your sleep, hopefully in good ways. But here are two of the main points that I really want to drive home already here. Here's the two points: context rules and words matter. These are two things that we're going to be going over again and again, and you're going to be hearing it constantly as we study the Bible. Context rules and words matter. And so Paul here is writing to the church in Colossae, and so because of that, everything here should be understood through the lens that Paul is talking to the church. As he writes the book of Colossians, he's writing and talking to the church, or followers of Jesus, those who have received Christ Jesus, that he says right here in verse 6. And so part of that being words matter. A lot of times throughout our time together, I'm going to be addressing some words and making sure that we know what these mean. So the word received here in this passage means to join oneself, to accept or acknowledge one to be such as he professes to be. So basically, he's saying, now that you have accepted, acknowledged, and professed that you are followers of Jesus, walk in him. So now that you have accepted, acknowledged, and professed that you are followers of Jesus, now walk in him. And so just so we know, the word walk here means to make one's way, progress, live for, follow. And so this word walk here isn't this, you know, leisure stroll down the sidewalk, you know, stopping and smelling the flowers and just enjoying everything as can be. The connotation here is to continue on one's way, to live for, to follow. There's purpose. There's direction. And so verse 6 here is the prerequisite for everything that we see in verse 7 and 8. So again, Paul's saying, if you have accepted, acknowledged, and professed Jesus, follow him. So if you're claiming to be a follower of Jesus, guess what? Follow him, right? Rocket science, isn't it? If you're claiming to follow Jesus, follow him. And so what does it look like? What does it mean to follow Jesus according to Paul here in this passage? Well, let me read again verse 7 and 8. How do you follow Jesus? Well, be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. So according to Paul, if you claim to follow Jesus, you actually have to follow him. Again, shocker, right? So according to Paul here, how do we actually follow Jesus? Well, he gives us a list of a couple things. Be rooted in Christ, established in your faith, follow biblical teaching, to be thankful, and don't fall into how the world thinks. And so if we want to be avoiding becoming captive to the world, we must be rooted in Christ. We must be rooted in our faith. So if you want to avoid being swept up by the world, to become captive to worldly philosophy, then we must be rooted in Christ and in our faith. Hopefully you're already starting to see and understand why it's called rooted, right? It's right here in the Bible. So as Paul is saying this here, the next question that comes to my mind is this. So how do we dig deep roots in Christ and in our faith? So what does it look like then to dig deep roots? Well, this question is going to take us all year to answer. You heard me right. All year. So from now until May, I know you don't even want to think about that, but all year we're going to be working on and looking at this question: how do we dig deep roots in Christ and in our faith? And so let me give you a quick snapshot of what this journey is going to look like this year. Well, for the first couple weeks, we're going to be looking at a few of these questions. Why is studying the Bible important? Is the Bible really the Word of God? Will reading the Bible change my life? Maybe you've thought of some of these questions. Maybe you're thinking some of these questions now. Maybe as we are passing out Bibles, you're like, why are you even using this? Like, what's the big deal? Well, hopefully in the next couple weeks, you'll see and understand why we believe the Bible is so important, foundational. And you'll actually get to hear from a TNT grad, Josh Cheatham, a few times as well. So that'll be pretty sweet and exciting. So he's going to unpack some of these questions as well with you. And so this will be the next couple weeks. We're going to be looking at some of these questions. And then from there, we're going to spend the rest of the semester looking at how to actually study the Bible. How do you actually, on your own, read and study the Bible? And so I'm going to be giving you some practical tools and steps. And my goal and my hope for you guys is that by the end of this semester, you are going to feel more comfortable and confident reading and studying the Bible on your own. Maybe when you open the Bible, you have no idea what to do or where to go. Maybe all of a sudden you open and you're like, whoa, wait, there are sacrifices? What is it? What's going on here, right? I'm going to go to the next part, right? I'm going to go to the book that says songs. That sounds a lot easier. Maybe it's intimidating for you to read the Bible. And so my hope is that we can help you become more confident and comfortable studying the Bible, because that is a huge part of what we do here at TNT, is studying the Bible to seek to understand what God has for us. And then moving ahead then into the spring, we're going to spend a number of weeks talking about how do we pray? What does it look like to pray? What is worship? Why do we sing songs up here? And why is church important? Is all of this here really important? What's the big deal? So all next semester in the spring, we're going to be looking at what is prayer? What is worship? And is the church even that important? You know, maybe your family makes you go to church on Sundays. What's the big deal? Well, hopefully we can give you a little bit of a better understanding on why this is important. And because if you truly want to follow Jesus and dig deep roots, reading the Bible, prayer, worship, and the church, all of these things are non-negotiables. If you truly want to follow Jesus, the Bible, prayer, worship, church, they are non-negotiables. And trying to follow Jesus without these tools are basically like trying to go whitewater rafting without a raft, a life vest, oars, and a tour guide. So imagine you pay to go whitewater rafting and you show up and no one's there, there's no raft, there's no oars, and there's no life vest. You're probably thinking, I just got scammed, right? And so that's why if you want to follow Jesus, you need to know how to study the Bible, to understand why prayer is important, why the church is important. Because trying to follow Jesus and digging deep roots in your faith without those tools are like trying to go whitewater rafting without a raft, a life vest, and oars. And honestly, I have no desire to go whitewater rafting at all, let alone without any of that stuff. So hopefully you get my point. And so throughout this series, too, it's going to be very interactive, okay? We're going to be doing a lot of Q&A, opening the Bible, looking into what it says. And every week, as soon as we get going here, we're going to open the Bible and we're going to learn and study together. So spoiler alert, right? So you know in the weeks to come, have your Bible ready to go because we are going to dive in and dig deep. And you might already be thinking, well, Nick, this seems really like daunting and overwhelming. Like, wait a minute, like I just came here for the meatballs and now all of a sudden we're doing all this deep Bible study stuff. Like, what's up with that? You know, I don't know if I signed up for this, right? But don't worry, we're here to help you. Because it can be overwhelming, right? I mean, I'd be lying if there weren't times that I open my Bible and I go, okay, what in the world am I reading? And I get nervous. Sometimes still to this day. But like I said earlier, we all have to start somewhere. And there's no shame in that. We all have to start somewhere. And hopefully that's part of why you're here tonight. That's why we put all of this together. Why we do TNT is to help you take ownership of your faith, help you grow, and provide opportunities to do so. And we as leaders here, everybody with these lanyards on, we are committed to walking alongside of you and helping you in this journey. Each and every one of us are here because we love Jesus, we love the Bible, and we want to help you learn and grow so you can study too. So we are along with you in this journey. You're not alone. We're here for you. And the reality too is that all of the leaders here at some point were in your shoes. Whether they grew up going to church or not, at some point in their lives, they received Christ, just as Paul's talking about here, and they began to take steps in their faith, including myself. All of us, at one point or another, have received Christ and began to take our little itty bitty baby steps growing in our faith. And I mean, I have big feet, so my steps were pretty big quick, but you know, that's just how it works. And for me, I actually grew up going to church, but I never really felt like I was walking in Christ, as Paul's talking about here. And because of this, this is probably why I struggled so much trying to walk in Christ, because I never really felt like I had received Christ anyway. I didn't know what any of this meant. And not until the day that I received Jesus did I begin to see the joy of what walking in Christ looks like. I didn't really truly understand what it had meant to receive Christ and to walk with him until I actually received Christ and began to walk with him. Began to realize that the past doesn't have to define my future. It's not about what I have to do. It's about what's already been done. And you see, I thought being a Christian was all about you must be this tall to ride the ride. But that's not it at all. The gospel, the message of Jesus, it's not about making bad people good. It's about bringing the dead to life. It's not about being just a better person because it's about bringing the dead to life. And in those moments, as he's sharing this, I began to realize how truly dead I felt because of my sin. And when I learned how Jesus had died on the cross for me, paying the price on my head, the things that I deserve punishment for, he paid the price, he conquered the grave, so that I might have a restored relationship with God. I mean, I was the kid that the church didn't want to come on a retreat. And you know what? Jesus still died for me. And I used to blame God for everything, but I learned that even while I was still a sinner, even in light of everything I had done, because I died to my ways and I gave my life to Christ. I said, you know what? I'm tired of living for myself. I want to live for Christ. And now, because I had received Christ Jesus, the Lord, I decided, you know what? I'm going to start to walk in him. And honestly, life really didn't get a lot easier. And actually, there were times it got harder. But what was different was my heart and my attitude. Because I knew what my purpose was. And I finally found that missing piece that I had been searching for my whole life, and that was a restored relationship with God. And I love how in that verse, again, this is Jesus talking, he says in here, in me you may have peace. And so my whole life, I felt restless. And I finally found what I had been looking for, and it was Jesus the whole time. So before we begin this long journey of discovering what it looks like to dig deep roots in your faith, it requires us to receive the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ. And here's what I mean when I'm saying this. Romans 5:8 says, "But God showed his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God, not as a result of works." This laundry list of good things that I can do to show God how much I love him, he loves me, so that no one may boast. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses. And you know what? I love this last verse so much because it gives me hope. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Even a dirty, terrible teenager that I was. Church mailbox smasher. I hope you guys don't remember that. Don't leave tonight and tell your parents, "Did you know the speaker was a church mailbox smasher?" I feel like I'm going to regret that. But you know what? I want to boldly ask you tonight. I want to ask you tonight. And just think about this. Don't give me any response. I want you to think about this. Have you truly received Jesus Christ? If you feel this wrestling in your heart and life, like you have this void that haunts you, that you're trying to find purpose and meaning, like there's something about your soul that is just not right, that something isn't quite in balance. Well, I want you to hear from my perspective and what the Bible says is that we find true peace, love, purpose, and identity in Christ. And so, if you have not received the peace that Jesus offers, if you've never truly placed your faith in Christ, I want to boldly ask you, what are you waiting for? If you feel like something's not right in your life, aren't you tired of living this way? And no matter what the world says, what social media says, the lies that you hear, you feel like there's no other way. But there is a way. And that way is Jesus. And so if you've never received the peace that Christ offers, so you truly understand and know what it means to walk in him, I just want to ask you at some point before you leave later this evening to make sure you talk to a leader, talk to somebody. Because if you've never received Jesus, I promise you, he's going to change your life. And if you are here tonight and you have placed your faith in Jesus, let me ask you this. Are you truly living for him? Are you doing what you know God is calling you to do? Are you actually following him? Or do you just have the little, "Hello, my name is, I have received Christ," but you're not actually doing what God has called you to do? And so no matter where you've come from, what you've done, what you believe, why you believe it, regardless of what you think about me, what you think about church, all of it, doesn't matter where you've been, where you've come from, who you are, we all need to start somewhere. And so I'm excited to embark on this journey with you this year. Not that I've arrived somewhere, but that all together we can link arms and discover what it means to dig deep roots in our faith, to learn how to discover, to dig deep roots in your faith. Because the storms are coming for you. There's no question about it. That verse in John 16:33 says, "You will have trials and sorrows." There's no doubt in my mind that you are going to face hardships and storms. But are you going to be ready? Are you rooted in Christ, ready for those storms to come? And so here's the hope. The best time to make a change in your life is today. Did you know that? The best time to make a change in your life is today. So what are you waiting for? And so after the lesson each week, and we're about ready to wrap up here, after the lesson each week, I'll dismiss you to finish out our time together in small groups. And if you were here last week, these are the same small groups, the same leaders, the same locations. And so small groups, if you are new here, small groups are sorted out by grade. And so here in a minute or two, when I dismiss you, I'll make sure to remind you of who your small group is, where you're going, and all that. And so hold on, stay with me. During this small group time, this is going to be an opportunity for you to process and reflect on what we've talked about here in our time together. Because you've just sat and listened to me talk for like 30 minutes. We want to give you some time to talk with one another, to process not just what I've said, but what the Bible says. And so this semester, I'm just going to let you know up front, we are going to dig deep, and I'm going to push you. But I truly believe that if you are willing, this is your choice, if you are willing, I fully believe that God can change and transform your life. But you have to want it. And so the last question I want to ask you before you head into small group for some time to process and reflect, and don't answer this question out loud, but I want you to think about this in light of what we talked about tonight. Are you with me? Are you ready to embark on a journey that's probably going to push you outside your comfort zone? Probably every week you're going to hear things that the Bible says that you're like, ooh, I don't know how that sits with me. That makes me feel like, ooh, something's not right. And I believe that God is going to change and transform your life. But it's all up to you. I'm not here to force this on you, but I'm here to tell you what the Bible says, and I hope and pray that you will receive Christ, because I know without a doubt, placing my faith in Jesus was the best thing that has ever happened. And it's only because of Jesus that I am where I am today and not where I was. And I give praise to God for that, because that person who I was, while the past still haunts me, the gospel says it doesn't have to define your future. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, God wants to use that for good. So would you pray with me as we close? Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you so much for this opportunity for us to get together, Lord, to have some fun, play some games. But God, thank you for this opportunity for us to dig into your word, Lord God. And Lord, I don't know where each and every student is tonight, Lord, what they believe, why they're here. Maybe they felt like they were forced to be here. But God, I pray that they would, on some level, decide to want to walk in you, to follow you, Jesus, because you can change lives. You can take the person that I was and turn him into who I am today. And it's not because I have arrived at this great place. I am still learning and growing. But God, Lord, I pray that each and every student here would desire to follow you, that it would be their choice, not me forcing them, but Lord, that they would decide tonight even to receive Jesus, because the best time to make a change is right now. So I pray that somebody here tonight would feel the tug and the need to say, you know what, tonight is the last night that I'm going to live this way, and I'm going to start living for Jesus and to live differently. God, thank you so much for this opportunity that we could be here tonight. And in your name we pray. Amen.